you will understand everything. So very quickly, Metal Reformer, just to give you an idea, is a company based in Spain. We are based in Barcelona, but we are dealing with international markets. So we are not focusing on Spain, Portugal, or even Europe, but we are really looking, you will see it, with a project worldwide. So key concept. Why Metal Reformer? You will see, basically, I'm anticipating the presentation, but what we do is a machine, which is a reformer. We put methanol inside and we produce hydrogen, very pure hydrogen. So why this technology is interesting? Just to give you an idea, personally, historically, I'm coming from the oil and gas industry. So very conventional business, okay? A few years ago, I moved to the pure green hydrogen business, electrolysis, refueling station, et cetera, et cetera. And I realized, like many, many people, that it's a fantastic technology, it's a fantastic opportunity for the future, but it's going very slow, and there is a lot of issues to go forward with pure green electrolysis and hydrogen project. So the idea was to find a technology, an in-between technology, able to fill in all the issues we can have with green hydrogen projects today. So this is why I have decided to move 1 year ago to this company, not only because I love the company and the technology, but because it really fits today on the market with some projects where conventional options are not possible anymore, and where pure green hydrogen through electrolysis is not working correctly. Second point is a pragmatic and realistic approach. So technology is fantastic, but historically, I'm a finance guy. So I'm very pragmatic. You can present me thousands of new technology, et cetera, et cetera. My question at the end will be the same. How much it costs? And we see many, many projects going forward. People are very happy presenting new and very innovative technology. But at the end, these projects are not going concrete. We do not implement these projects. Why? Only one reason. Because in terms of cost, is not interesting. So we need to do innovative solution, but also solutions that can be affordable in terms of money. Okay? So my view here is a very pragmatic and realistic approach. You will see the technology. The objective of the technology is not to have another technology, is to have a cheap technology able to compete with other options. This is more geopolitical concept, but from an old mix to a new mix, no competition. What does that mean? We have seen yesterday many, many graphs regarding the transition we are going to do. I don't think that many people realize what we are doing right now. From 2020 to 2030, 2035, we are totally changing the energetic mix, not only the electric mix, but the energetic mix of some countries, from one old mix to a totally new one. We never did that in the history of the world. Usually, an energy transition, it takes 50 years, 60 years, 100 years. We are doing a fantastic change in only 10 to 15 years. So it may be frustrating. Some people say, OK, projects are going very slow. That's true. But at the scale of history, it's very, very fast. So my point here is to say that we have an energetic mix with conventional energy, etc., in 2020, and we are moving to a new energetic mix in 2030, 2035. It's a mix, which means that I'm not competing with other technology. It will be a mix of different technology. Each technology, from my point of view, will fit with some final usage. Okay, so my question here is that I'm not competing with renewable industry. I'm not competing with ammonia. I'm not competing with nuclear plants. I'm not competing with electrolysis. Every potential technology will have its place in the new mix. Saying that, anyway, we need to be pragmatic and to see that regarding mainly green hydrogen production, there's a lot of issues. Today on the market, we see that electric demand versus electric offer is a key issue in many countries. Access to the grid, we discussed that yesterday, but it's exactly the same speech in every country in the world. The access to the grid is complicated. The hard-to-abate sectors needs to find a solution. Transportation of electricity, of molecules, of hydrogen is an issue, and it costs a lot. So with this technology, we really try to find a technological solution and to answer to the client, to find solution for the clients to avoid all these issues. And last but not least, of course, and I always begin with this, it's the cost. We need to have affordable solution for our clients. So very quickly, our system produces hydrogen. Key issue number one with hydrogen, you maybe know that, is the transport. When you have a final client, very close, this is an example in Spain. This is one of the few real examples of green hydrogen project in Spain, to be honest. When you have the electrolyzer and the production very close to the client, it's fantastic. You don't need to transport, it's quite easy. It makes sense to have an electrolysis system in this case. But as soon as you have the production very far away from the final usage, you need to transport it. How do you transport hydrogen today? You need to compress to put it in trailer and trucks. So the only way to reduce this transport is to use another energetic vector. In this case, we use methanol. Just to give you an idea, I love this slide because it's really easy to understand. One truck of liquid methanol is the equivalent of 12 trucks of compressed hydrogen. So this is also a way not only to produce hydrogen, but also to transport very easily and to store very easily potential hydrogen. Not going to explain all of this, but we discussed that also yesterday. Today, hydrogen market can offer different kind of options, from totally conventional methanol based on natural gas, and also what I call green methanol. I'm not entering into detail. I think we discussed that yesterday. But here you will have all the bio and e-methanol. Today, green methanol is not a big part of the production, I should say, unfortunately, but we see many, many projects going forward, and we expect in the coming months and years to increase drastically the production of green methanol. Green methanol is very easy. It means that when you use green methanol in a reformer, you have no CO2 emission. So it matches perfectly with the public legislation that we have in Europe and in other countries. So the machine, this is the heart of our business. This is a machine. It's very small. I used to say, for global understanding, that it's the size of two washing machines, more or less, to have an idea. What is the key strong points of this machine? It's very pure hydrogen. You have more than 99.997% purity at the exit of the machine. You have low CO2 emission. The feedstock we use is a mix between methanol and water. Okay, it's 62% of methanol, and the remaining part is water. Even if you use conventional methanol with this mix with water, you reduce automatically by 30% the CO2 emission. And of course, if you use green methanol, you have zero CO2 emission. Another very important point here is no emission of contaminating particles. No NOx, no SOx, no PM. In many, many projects in Europe today and in other countries, we see that the municipalities, the government, they say, okay, if you can reduce the CO2 emission, it's fantastic. It's a good point for you. But even more important, we need to reduce the contaminating particle, especially in the big cities. So this machine, as we do not burn the methanol inside, it's a catalytic reaction, there's no PM, SOx, NOx, and SOx. Low OPEX and CAPEX. I'm coming back with my previous comment. I'm a finance guy, so it has to be accessible and quite cheap. You can use it 24/7. It's totally independent from the grid, which is a key point, and we have seen it in Spain with a blackout a few months ago. If you can have a solution which is not dependent from the grid, it's a very good point. So, very quickly, as I mentioned, how does that work? We have a mix of feedstock here, which is methanol plus deionized water. We put that in the machine. You have a catalytic reaction, so we basically heat the feedstock. We separate the molecules, and we produce, at the end, very pure hydrogen. So this is a key solution that we have, the reformer itself, and after we have developed other products around this machine. The idea is to be very pragmatic. We are very close to our clients, and we always try to find solutions that fits perfectly what the client needs. So in that case, we have some clients saying, okay, I love this machine, I want to use hydrogen in my business, but what I need is not hydrogen at the end, I need electricity. So we have developed a solution, stationary or mobile, where in a 20-foot container you have the reformer plus a fuel cell. And we produce electricity from methanol to hydrogen to electricity. And in the second case, we have this solution, which includes a reformer plus a compression system to increase the pressure of the hydrogen and to be able to connect to any kind of other solution, refueling station, etc. So, which kind of clients do we have? You can see here, it's a good point and it's an issue sometimes because we need to try to focus on certain kind of clients, but there are many applications today. Application number one today is the maritime sector. We have already, I will show that in one of the next slides, but for propulsion of these kind of boats, this is a fantastic solution. So today, we are developing a unique solution, which is a reformer plus a fuel cell, very compact, a marinized solution with PowerCell, so the fuel cell company in Sweden. It's not a pilot project, the product exists, and we already have 16 orders for this machine. 8 of the reformer plus fuel cell will be installed in some boats for propulsion in 2026, and 8 more in 2027. So for maritime sector, two options, propulsion within the boat, or as you may know, in some ports, electrification is very, very limited. So in this case, we can install the machine we have seen before, this one. They install this machine in the port, and with methanol, they can produce electricity to connect the boat. So maritime sector today is our sector number one. Civil works and mining also is very interesting. Mining basically because sometimes the location is very far away, difficulties to have access to the grid, so it's a nice potential client. And civil works, we are installing for Caterpillar for one of their construction projects in Netherlands, an Enomat, so an electric solution for them in January 2026. So civil works and mining is a nice market. Mobility, of course, is interesting. Mobility for two things. With electric production, we can connect to any kind of electric vehicles. And with a solution producing only hydrogen, we can connect to any refueling station for H2 vehicles. Industrial application also is a key point when you need to do, and in Europe, a lot of companies are changing their business model to move from pure natural gas in the process to a blending between hydrogen and natural gas. So in this case, the reformer is very nice because it's quite small, okay? It's quite small and quite cheap, so they can produce in their plant hydrogen to do the blending with natural gas. And backup system, of course. Data centers, hospital, etc., they need an off-grid solution as a backup system. And the idea here is to replace all the gas oil generators, which are polluting a lot. This is an example of real project. As I mentioned before, we try to be very realistic and pragmatic. So this is my favorite sentence. It's from PowerPoint to power plants. Okay, so we don't do PowerPoints, we do real stuff. We do real machines, we do not produce prototypes, we produce real projects, real machines that we install for our clients. So here you can have an example. This is a project that we have installed a few weeks ago in Norway. So it's a reformer for an industrial plant. This is another project that we are going to install, as I mentioned before, in Netherlands for civil works. And this machine is now in the Balearias in Spain, in the island, and it will be used to recharge this boat from Balearia. So it's an electric boat doing the shuttle between the islands, and they will connect this boat to this product. In terms of pipeline, to have an idea, we have already several models, small ones, working in the USA. We have one reformer which is in Saudi Arabia in the NEOM project. We have one reformer in Norway, which is this one. One is in the Netherlands for Caterpillar. One is in Spain for Balearia. And for 2026, we have already, as I mentioned before, 16 reformers for the maritime sector. First reformer will be installed in Japan in June for Mitsubishi Gas Chemical, which is our partner in Japan. We see a fantastic market, potential market in Japan. It's not yet official, but two containerized solutions for hydrogen will be installed in two hospitals in Spain, both for a backup system, but they will also connect some hydrogen vehicles with a refueling station. So we will deliver the reformer plus the HRS, so the full project. And we have several LOI already signed for 2026. So talking about Europe, I think it's clear for everybody, but a few key takeaways for you regarding Brazil. Why Brazil is an important potential partner for this kind of technology? First, we do not produce the methanol, and we don't want to produce the methanol, but we need to have connection with methanol producers. Because my clients, the first question they have is not the price of the machine. The first question is, where can I find the methanol and at which price? So we need to find green methanol and cheap methanol. So in Brazil, you have a fantastic asset. You have biogenic CO2. In many, many countries, it's very complicated to have biogenic CO2. You have it in Brazil. So you have a potential production capacity for low carbon methanol, which is very important. Second point for me, if we are talking about potential market in Brazil and we are currently looking to the market, is what I say, choose your battlefield for methanol application. Again, I said it at the beginning of the presentation, but I'm not competing with other technologies. Every technology should fit with a specific usage. In this case, in markets like Brazil, you have ethanol, which is a fantastic solution. It's cheap, it works perfectly for mobility, for example. So where can methanol can be used in the Brazilian market? Typically today, in the ports, where you have a bunkering of methanol, all the shipyards company are now moving to use methanol in the future. So all the maritime sector, potentially in Brazil, will use methanol. Off-grid sectors, of course, here, when you have a when it's complicated to access to the grid, this is a fantastic solution. Industry, as I mentioned before, when you want to do the blending with natural gas, it's a nice option. And when you need to transport energy, when you need to transport, if you want to use hydrogen and you want to avoid to transport compressed hydrogen, which is an issue, and Brazil is a giant country in terms of distance, we don't realize, but in Europe, we are afraid when we need to do 500 kilometers. But if you compare to Brazil, it's the size of the all European Union. So you need to transport. And one of the solutions to transport is through a vector like methanol, liquid methanol. That's it for me. Here you have the contacts. Please feel free to follow mainly our website, of course, but our LinkedIn page, where we publish regularly all our projects and the commissioning and the installation of for the new clients. Obrigado.